Blog Talk Radio.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you're so broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thank you for joining us for another day in the Care to Read Room. You got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you right from my studio. I am your advocate, the one you need, and I am your advisor, the one you want. I'm here to serve you. I am your emperor. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for joining us for a brand new segment that we started on, The Guided Spirit. And in our Guided Spirit segment, we've invited a lot of our guests to talk to us about metaphysical things, as well as people that work in the profession of metaphysics as they sharpen their skills. Now, we've invited several people who are Reiki master healers, as well as aromatherapists, all the way down to working with our priests and priestesses. And today's guest we have in the room is Mr. Neil Harris. And Neil Harris comes to us with a great deal of experience as well as working in the metaphysic realm. And I'd like to share that with you right after we come back from station identification. And we want to say hello to Neil. So let me go in and say hello to him. Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us, Neil. I'm glad that you could support us today, and we are going to have a great time talking about metaphysical things.
I look forward to it, and thank you for the invitation.
All right, then. We're going to go right to station identification. If you'll just hold tight, ladies and gentlemen, we have Neil Harris in the atmosphere, and we'll bring him right back after station identification. Stay tuned. I'm going to color him Father. Stay tuned for station identification.
There's a man in my house, he's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night feeling tired and beat. Sits down at the dinner table and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, "How's my child?" I say, "I've been studying hard all day in school. Trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man Father. Think I'll color him love. Color him Father. Think I'll color this man love. Yeah." He says education is the thing if you want to compete. 'Cause without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why. Except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Rochelle. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color this man Father. Think I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him Father. I think I'll color this man love. Our real old man, he got killed in the war. And she knows that she and 7 children couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. Now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I got to color this man Father. I'm gonna color him love, yeah. Gotta color him Father, yeah. I believe I'll color this man love. Gonna color him Father. Color him love, yeah.
Welcome back, family. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. We are your advocates and your advisor. We are family and consumer science, and our main focus here is to work on closing the gap of disparity of illiteracy as well as financial literacy. And we've been working very hard to bring to you segments for the family. This is a family-oriented room, so families, if you're out there, you need to gather around and come in and listen and sit up under the terminal for a change and try to gain some knowledge. We have Neil Harris in our audience today, and Neil Harris is a specialist in the area of Reiki healing. Now, Neil does so much with the teaching and training. He is a professional in the area of facilitating as well as working in the metaphysic realm of Reiki healing. He's a master Reiki healer. He also conducts classes at his Fit for Life organization where he resides, and he also works alongside of other specialists as well. Now, I'm going to have him talk a little bit in depth about what it is he does, because I want to make sure he does everything justice here. Now, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I have a little technical difficulty, and they seem to have locked me out of the room, and I can't see Neil. So, Neil, stay tuned. I'm going to go right outside of the room and come back in, and the next voice you will hear will be Neil Harris, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Neil, we sometimes have this problem when we get locked out of the room ourselves and our guest is sitting in the room waiting for us and we're on the outside. And that happens sometimes. And when that happens, we have to do all kinds of things to get back in there. And pretty soon they'll get this together and we won't have this problem and we'll be able to overcome this. But right now, it's just a bit of an inconvenience, but we will be right back at you, people in the atmosphere, to hold tight. So how's everybody doing this evening? I know you probably, I can't hear you, but you definitely can hear me, so I'm going to keep right on talking until we get this thing on the road, because we are winners, and we're not going to let anything defeat us here, because we know what we're doing as professionals. We can always ad-lib and work around it. Now, there we are, back in the room. Now, the next voice you will hear is Neil Harris. And as I was saying early, Neil is a professional. He works in the line of development and facilitating training and development courses in his establishment. He also is a master Reiki healer. And I'm going to ask him to come on board and to talk a little bit about what he does at his organization. And the way I know him is I was connected to his organic gardening support system where he worked with people from all around the city and state in organic gardening. So I'm going to ask Neil to come on board, and I'm going to give Neil the atmosphere. Neil, you're in the atmosphere. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Cheryl. Thank you. So basically, folks, I run a holistic education and services center in Barrington, Illinois, known as Relax for Life Center, and we offer a tranquil, nature-rich, fragrance, and smoke-free space on 5 beautiful wooded acres, and the grounds have on them a pond, a waterfall, and 3 permanent walking labyrinths. And for those folks who are unfamiliar with labyrinths, labyrinths are ancient tools that we walk in a contemplative way to assist us in relaxation, personal focus, and enhancing our prayer life. So it's just a beautiful way to combine a sense of prayer with movement and really begin to connect with that wonderful spiritual power that we all have the ability to connect to help us in our lives in so many ways. So we offer 1- and 2-day personal growth and healing workshops like Reiki, like Cheryl was mentioning, and that's one of the classes that I personally teach. And we also, besides catering to the general public in our workshops, we also offer continuing education credit for a number of our workshops to professionals in the social work field, counseling field, massage therapists, school teachers, and nurses. So if any of you out there are looking for a unique way to earn your continuing education credit and have a really fun, connected experience, we're probably the place for you and not too far from where you are in Indiana. So We're just really, really pleased to be on the show today and to be able to share with you some of these unique workshops that both myself and a number of our colleagues teach here. So is it okay, Cheryl, to mention a few of those workshops?
Yes, if you definitely would. And I also wanted to ask you, Neil, your labyrinth that you have in Elgin there, and how long has it been there? Because my children were born in Elgin. I used to live in Bartlett, Illinois, so I never even knew they had one. How long has it been actually stationed there?
Since 1997. So about 14 years.
Okay.
It was the first public labyrinth in Illinois.
Okay.
And it started out in our backyard, and we had it for about 8 months, and then it got so big people wanted to come and experience it, and since we were in a residential neighborhood, we decided to donate it to the church. So stone by stone, 25 tons of rock was transferred from our backyard to the church and rebuilt there, so people can enjoy that meditative, prayerful experience from sunrise to sunset, as so many churches have adopted these days.
Now, Neil, I was just curious to know. I had gone to a workshop about labyrinths, and the little knowledge that I do know, I noticed that they had labyrinths that you could actually create from paper, and as well as small pockets, so that you can constantly have this connection with the meditative flow. Can you talk to the listening audience about how they might be able to ascertain those labyrinths that are pretty much lap labyrinths, and they can carry them with them? They're portable.
Absolutely, absolutely. For about 15 years now, Cheryl, we have been the largest maker of wood finger labyrinths and other labyrinth-type products in the country. And so that's an adjunct to what we do here at Relax for Life, but it really dovetails nicely with the fact that we have the three outdoor permanent labyrinths for our students and the general public to come and walk. So for those who are interested in viewing the labyrinths that we make, the labyrinth products, I would recommend that you visit our website at www.relax4life.com, and at the very top of the page you will see underlined words, and they say labyrinth items for one, and if you click on that you will see all of the labyrinth items that we make and sell, and next to that there's a set of underlined words, personal growth workshops. And if that's more your interest, then you click on that, and you'll be taken to a page that shares with you all the different types of personal growth and healing workshops that we offer, and broken down by the month that we're offering them this fall.
Can you tell us a little bit about the other great things you offer? I know you do something else in the area. Didn't you do a sweat lodge at one time? And
Yes, we did.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
We can. Now, we haven't done a sweat lodge for a few years now. We had been doing them for about 12 years prior, and we kind of decided that with some of your listeners may be familiar with the disaster that occurred in Arizona and Sedona.
Yes, yes.
Ray and his group, and how three people died during a sweat lodge ceremony.
Yes, I heard
about that. We just, both our sweat leader as well as a number of Native Americans around the country, were feeling very uncomfortable with their spirituality and being able to present that to the public, with the air of what had occurred in Sedona, Arizona, with those three people dying. So we've pretty much backed away from doing sweat lodges, even though we've had some incredible experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And just so your viewers, listeners get a sense.
And they're also readers. If you have books that you want to refer them to, that's great. Are you also publishing material and curriculum as well?
Well, I have written four books that are available on our site. Three of them teach people how to create outdoor labyrinths. And the fourth one is called Pocket Stress Manager and Labyrinth Guide. And it's simply a take-along little book that by reading just a paragraph or two, one can look at what's going on in one's life stress-wise and be able to use a technique that is specifically designed. to handle it.
Now, Neil, can you tell us a little bit about your experience on television? I know you're national media on television, and your materials has made it on television, and you've been interviewed by several people. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. A big part of our national exposure has been in national magazines as well as The Oprah Show did a segment on Labyrinth a few years back. Better Homes and Gardens did an article on Labyrinth, which mentioned us. We did a special for WTTW Public TV, Channel 11, in Chicago, on how to create a spiritual garden, which featured Relax for Life and our Labyrinth. Walter Jacobson on the 10 o'clock news several years ago talked about our work with Labyrinth. So there's been a number of, and of course some of the local newspapers like the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times have done numerous articles on us over the years. Some flattering, some not so flattering. And I think a big part of it was that back in 1996, when we started doing Labyrinth, people really didn't know what they were about. So they were allowing their fears to take over. And now there's over, oh, let's say, 125 churches and public areas just in Illinois, and I'm sure there's quite a few in Indiana as well, that have public Labyrinth. And a lot of them, again, are situated at various churches with all different denominations.
Now,
so,
Neil, we do cater to a number of different types of people who are just getting into metaphysics. And I know you're well endowed with so much knowledge. Can you, for the benefit of developing some background and foundation, can you explain to our listening audience what metaphysics things consist of and what is the benefit of doing these spiritual things and what does it help them to do in their life? Because we're working on life-changing experiences, and if you can give them some background of how Reiki can work in their life to change them, as well as aromatherapy and all these classes that are offered, because some people don't know this. They don't realize that it will give them a quality of life.
Absolutely. That's a great, great question, and thank you for asking it, Cheryl. Really, when you begin to open yourself up to things that are beyond what you have already learned, you begin to draw to yourself new experiences. And as you begin to recognize that there are things in your life that you're not really happy about. Things like, for example, things like Labyrinth help hold up a mirror in front of the person using it, and it begins to show them areas in their life that maybe they could make some changes with so that they could be a happier person. Reiki does that because Reiki harnesses loving, divine energy. And so when you give a Reiki treatment to someone or you give a Reiki treatment to yourself, you begin to raise your own vibration. And really, when you raise your own vibration, you become closer and closer to your
God. And Neil,
God,
on that note, you just reminded me of something. Every day we raise the vibration in this classroom, and I want to stop for a few minutes so that you can participate with us, Neil, and help us to raise the vibration. We pour libation. We acknowledge our higher self. So let's go over into the talking care room, and I'm going to invite Neil over. And, Neil, I'm going to ask you to help us to do a mantra or to do something during this ceremony because I always pour libation, and I got so busy trying to get back in here I almost forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, if you stand to your feet with me, we always pour libation and stand with your hands facing up as if you're going to receive from your higher self. We look towards the heaven from which all of our help comes, and we light a candle to our Father's Spirit, and we say, Ashe. I light a candle to my Mother's Spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to my Mother's Spirit, and I say, Ashe. And, Neil, if you'll just say, Ashe, means we all agree with this. I say.
I say.
I pour libation to my Father's Spirit, and I say, I say. We pour libations to the four cardinal directions, and I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I pour libation to the south, and we all say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I pour libations finally to the west, and we say, Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to pour water to the ground, because wherever the water hits, the water will take root. And the words and expressions that we say here today, some will come and water those roots. And as they water those roots with more knowledge, then God will give the increase. And as we stand before you, we always have to understand that we acknowledge our ancestors. We call them so that we can stand on their shoulder. We believe in reincarnation. There is no death for us. We recycle our energy, and energy cannot die. It just dissipates, and it goes in the atmosphere. So therefore, our loved ones who have transitioned, we can call back to us. They're still with us in the atmosphere. And in this classroom, we always speak of energy and our frequency levels. And there is no one that has no frequency. Even unto death, you still are vibrating. And it isn't it good news to know that your mother has not left you, your father has not left you, your children have not left you. They're only in the atmosphere. Call them forth. Call my dear forth. Call Big Daddy. Call Papa. Call Aunt Rose. Call all of them and reconnect them back to the great circle of life. And I'm going to ask if Neil could give us a word of advice or a mantra or something during this particular time.
I would say that relaxation, when we relax mind and the body, we're able to connect with those what we think of as unseen helpers, are the people that have passed, the spirits that are walking with us this lifetime. And so a simple way to help us relax is to simply take in a slow, deep breath through the nose and count to a slow count of four. And then hold the breath to a slow count of four. And then exhale through the mouth or the nose to a slow count of four. And so as we do this, we begin to allow the mind to slow down. Most of us are so busy with multitasking throughout our busy days that it's really, really helpful to relax the mind. The mind is never happy when we're multitasking. It is only happy, and it is only in a state of relaxation when we are focused on one thing at any given time. That is when we create for ourselves an experience of peace and bliss.
Now, Neil, what is energy and how does it function in our day-to-day life? And can we calibrate energy throughout the day? And does everything have a frequency?
Everything, we know from quantum physics that everything has a frequency and a vibration. And so, for example, when we do a Reiki treatment, what we're doing is we're calling in this divine energy, we're bringing it through our loving human heart, and we're helping to raise the vibration of another human being, or an animal, or a plant. And so when a vibration is raised to a higher degree than it normally is, what occurs is that, especially in human beings, the mind-body-spirit system that knows how to heal us on all levels feels free to kick in and to do what it knows how to do. When most of us get sick, whether we're emotionally sick or we're physically sick or even spiritually sick, what tends to occur is that there's so much stress that has been piled on top of our own natural healing system that our own natural healing system can't function properly. It can't do what it knows how to do. It doesn't have the energy. So if you do Reiki with someone whose energy system is bogged down, some of that energy begins to become freed up, and it allows the mind-body-spirit system, which holds the plan for our healing on all levels, to go into effect. And so no one can heal another individual no more than they can digest another person's lunch for them. All we can do is be a guide to help raise energy to the highest degree in another individual and let their own mind-body-spirit healing system kick in. Do what it knows how to do.
Isn't that beautiful? That is so beautiful, Neil, and well spoken. I'm telling you, it's plain enough for the average lay person to understand that when you go into the pharmaceutical doctors or if you get allopathic medicine, you're thinking that you are curing a common cause, but you're merely suppressing it. But when you raise the energy level, whatever's wrong in your physical body, you begin to heal yourself, it sounds like you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said, Cheryl. Well said.
And, you know, I am so glad you are an energy person because I speak of energy all the time in this room. And, you know, it's interesting how when they thought of us as an atom, they also indicated that when there was no atom, there was a vibration there in the atmosphere of every one of us when we came into being. So we have to say we started out being a vibration, a frequency level, and not necessarily an atom.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. In fact, in quantum physics, there's the discussion of the smallest possible vibration that we are is light, is simply light. So we are the embodiment of light and love. And that's
light
all
and
we
love.
Can ever be, no matter what we do in our lives. That is our light and love expressing in the world in our own unique way.
Thank you so much for being our guest today, Neil. You've been really a blessing. I'd like to offer prayer for the family that they may encompass more light, more frequency, and more energy, and that Neil has come to remind us that we need only to vibrate at a higher level. And if we need calibrating, we need to go around someone with a higher frequency and pass the energy on. Even if our virtue has to leave us, try to help others who are low in their spirit and lift them. And Neil, you've been fantastic to interview today. We'd like to thank you so very much. And listening audience, we will have our chat room open. So if you wanted to further discuss anything about energy, please do. We invite you back to our chat room. And that call-in number, you can go right in the chat room and chat. We're going to thank our guests, and we're going to go out of here, Neil, saying you're welcome back at any time. And please do join us again. And it is a family affair, people. This is our final segment of the show, The Final Affair. Neil, please stay in touch with me, okay?
Thank you, Cheryl, and continued blessings on your path and all of your listeners' paths.
Thank you so much. And tell the missus I said hello.
All right, definitely will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
5 o'clock. Oh.